Good evening, folks. Whoa, a little loud here. Sorry. It is February 21st, 7:02 p.m. This is the meeting of ANC 1D, and we have all five of our commissioners here, so we have a quorum, and we are ready to proceed. Jasmine, would you like to go? She is the chair. She's in charge.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jasmine. I'm the chair. I'm representing 1D04. It's Mount Pleasant Street, especially the old business and the majority Latino community population. Thank you.
First, we need approval of the agenda for the evening. I've already distributed this. I think the questions would be the sequence of the new business to make sure that we can cover all this, or if anything is left off, it's something that can wait until next month. Are we agreeable to this sequence of new business, or would you like some changes? We're okay with this?
I'm good.
Agenda is approved. Thank you. Then we will proceed with the public discussion, and I wish to caution people that we are having simultaneous interpretation from English into Spanish, so you do have to make some effort to speak in such a manner that the interpreter can understand what you're saying in English so that he can say it properly in Spanish. Now, public discussion is for you to tell us whatever is on your mind. Greg, you want to start? I should mention also that we are recording the audio of the meeting, which will be posted online afterwards. So if you want to find out after the meeting what anybody said, it will be there for you.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Greg Nicholas. I'm a long time, I've got deep roots in Mount Pleasant. My wife and I moved here in the mid-80s, so it gives you an idea of how long I've been around. I'm the landlord at Purple Patch, and Bowtie, and soon to be Mola at 3155 Mount Pleasant. A couple of years ago, a number of us, mostly me and the folks at L West, started an effort to try to get some public space used for the businesses to bring their wares out onto the sidewalk. And the Department of Transportation initially said that they approved that, and started a program to establish what are called parklets. And they're little parks. Instead of parking spaces, they put parks where parking spaces used to be. And unfortunately, their policy says that you can't, restaurants who set up parklets, which are all over the place in California and Europe, and they're very popular as outdoor cafes. Here, DDOT says you can't serve food and beverages in parklets, and you can't sell anything in parklets. So guess how many parklets there are in Washington after a two-year program? Sorry, one, actually. Yeah, one. So we're reinvigorating the effort, and next week I'm going to actually ask to be on the agenda to present a full package of a proposal that some of the businesses would like to see happen, to establish some parklets on Mount Pleasant Street, but to encourage DDOT to let us have the businesses create outdoor cafes in a few of these spots. And also for folks like L West, for example, to bring some of their clothing and things out on the sidewalk so that people can see what they have to sell. We had a petition that was signed by about 30 to 40 of the businesses last year to support this. So it's really, really well supported among the business community. And a number of the residential organizations, including the building where Purple Patch and Mola are going to be, unanimously supported the idea as well. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that we're going to be doing that at the next meeting. And I've got a little picture to distribute to the AANC about what these could look like.
Okay, is there someone else who would like to bring something to the attention of the commission? No? Oh, come on. But the mayor's office. John?
Hello, good evening, everyone. I'm John Clark. I work with the mayor's office. You can email me at john.clark@dc.gov. I'll leave you my contact information. There's also sign-in sheets if you're interested in the mayor's newsletters that will provide you information on public safety matters, education, and the like. The mayor would love to see everyone in the community out at the budget engagement forums. They're going to be February 23rd, February 25th, and February 27th. This is an opportunity for residents to give input and have an impact on the budget and what's going to go into that. And so February 23rd is going to be at Woodrow Wilson High School at 6:30 p.m. On February 27th, there will be at Columbia Heights Educational Campus, which is actually right across the street. So that's February 27th at 6:30 p.m. So if that type of information you'll find in the newsletter, and I'd be more than happy to provide other information if needed. Summer Youth Employment Program. We have the Marion Barry Summer Youth Employment Program. Applications are due February 24th. So that's one of the programs that we have for youth employment. I want to thank the Mount Pleasant community and the commissioners for allowing the mayor to get a chance to walk the streets. This was something that we in our Office of Community Relations and Services thought was important, to get a chance to walk down Mount Pleasant and kind of determine what the issues. And I will continue to follow up with Commissioner, all these commissioners here on those issues. I'd like to thank Commissioner John, Paul's, as well as Yasmin for joining the mayor on those walks. The Mount Pleasant Business Association as well. So I'm not sure if everyone's familiar, but last week the mayor walked down Mount Pleasant Street, and we went through Kilbourne, we went down to Lamont Park, and then we ended at Mount Pleasant Library. And so it was an opportunity to not only engage many of the businesses, but also the residents along the corridor. So that's about it. And you can reach me by leaving your email there, or just talk to me afterwards, and I'll give you any other contact information that might be needed. Thank you.
Anybody else want to contribute to the public discussion? Seeing nobody, I guess that's the end of our public discussion. Oh. There you go. Okay.
Use the microphone, please. Thank you.
So I wish I had something to contribute. Actually, I'm concerned about the safety of my neighbors. I know there's a lot of immigrants in Mount Pleasant, and I'm concerned about I know the mayor has made certain statements about keeping the D.C. immigrant population safe and sane, sound. And so I just wanted to ask. I'm curious about whether there is more local involvement in what that might involve. And my name is Wendy Lehman, and I'm a Mount Pleasant a resident for 10 years, and I just wanted to offer whatever I can do to help. So feel free to talk to me after the meeting if you have ideas or if you are more in the know than I am, which I'm obviously not. So thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, next point is committee reports. Jack, please. Thank you.
As a matter of routine, I include committee reports. Of course, there may be none, but that's your call.
No report for transportation.
No report for public space.
No report for the housing committee, but I know we look forward to in the coming months to have lots of report to the committee and the neighborhood about the goings on. But so stay tuned for next month.
Use the microphone, please. Thank you.
Excuse me. Hello. I had a question about transportation, specifically the consolidation or suggested consolidation or inevitable consolidation of bus routes, bus stops on 16th Street.
I was going to say, well, actually, that is item number 3 on new business for us later in the meeting.
There we go.
Yep.
It's just a matter of checking for corrections to the minutes of the January 24th meeting. Are there any corrections to be offered to those minutes? And I'll take those minutes to be accepted, which will move us on to the treasurer's report.
All right, for the treasurer's report, we have 3 consent items. I'm going to look to Jack to make sure I'm doing this right in the meeting, because I've never done a treasurer's report before. This is my first time. So for the consent items, we have checks to James True, $75 postering for the February meeting, $100 to Hearsay Interpreting, who's doing the interpreting right now at the February meeting, and to Julio Lopez, $30 for assistance at tonight's meeting, setup and takedown. Any opposition?
No concerns.
Okay. And in another note, the our ANC security fund document was approved by the auditor's office on February 6th. So we are good to go there.
It should be noted that because of our difficulty in getting everybody to the bank at one time, there are just 3 of us who can sign checks. That's Stuart, John, and me. And Stuart has to sign each check because the treasurer has to be one of the 2 signatures. That's next January, maybe we can do better with that. And with that, I think we'll move on to new business. And the first item of new business is my resolution concerning voting rights for non-residents. May I proceed? Thank you. Resolved that ANC1D advises the District Council Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and the District Council to approve the Local Residents Voting Rights Amendment Act of 2017, Council Bill B22074. Many district residents and an estimated 21% of Mount Pleasant residents are legal permanent residents of the United States, working and paying taxes in the district, and yet not allowed to vote, lacking citizenship. That they have not achieved citizenship does not change their being taxed without representation, which we all agree is wrong. As was commonly the case in the United States before the anti-immigrant fervor of the early 20th century, legal residents should be allowed to vote, regardless of citizenship status. This ANC has supported voting rights for non-citizen residents since 2003. In 2005, for a special election to fill an ANC vacancy, this commission invited non-citizen residents of Mount Pleasant to vote, though such votes could only be symbolic and did not count towards the actual election. That was nonetheless a demonstration to the large immigrant population of Mount Pleasant that they have a right to be heard in local elections, and a number of our neighbors did cast ballots in that election even though they would not count. That surely confirmed the desire non-citizen residents have in taking part in local government. The district complains about taxation without representation being inflicted on the district residents as a result of the districts having no voting representation in Congress. If taxation without representation is wrong for district residents paying federal taxes, then surely it is wrong also for non-citizen residents of the district paying district taxes. Extension of voting rights to non-citizen residents would affirm the validity of the district's complaints about federal taxation without representation. In 2015, this ANC supported the bill in council that would extend the right to vote in local elections to non-citizen residents. We reiterate that support today for the Local Residents Voting Rights Amendment Act of 2017. We need a second. Will somebody second my motion?
Second.
Thank you. Our chairperson has got problems tonight. Any discussion?
No discussion. Well, for me at least, I'm 100% behind this.
Shall we take the vote? All in favor?
Aye.
But
5-0. Thank you very much. Second item on the agenda, a stipulated liquor license for Mola Restaurant concerning K&E LLC, trading as Mola Restaurant, 3155 Mount Pleasant Street Northwest, application for a CT license. At its regular, this is the text of the letter I will be sending to Abra. At its regularly scheduled and legally noticed public meeting on February 21st, 2017, with the quorum present on a 5-0 vote, ANC1D passed a resolution stating that, quote, it has no objection to a stipulated license, close quote, for this applicant. This is to satisfy the requirement of DCMR 23200.1B that the applicant must submit to the ABC board a written correspondence from an ANC officer where the applicant's premises is located, stating that the ANC has voted with a quorum present not to object to the issuance of a stipulated license to the applicant pending completion of the 45-day protest period. So, to that end, is there any discussion about this tavern license for the Mola Restaurant? Any questions about that?
Do we want to let Greg here to speak on that?
Greg, would you like to speak on that?
Yeah, I would.
I'd
also like to.
Microphone, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would thank you, and I'd also like to introduce the folks who are going to be operating the restaurant. Aaron and Carlos, could you stand up and say hello? These guys both run successful restaurants already in other places in the city, and we're really excited to have them in Mount Pleasant, and they wanted to be in Mount Pleasant, so it's a good marriage. Do you want to... Can they have a couple of minutes just to say what? Yeah. Okay.
Hello, everyone. My name is Carlos Leopold. This is Aaron. I am an Adams Morgan resident, but close enough. Sure, of course. I've lived here in D.C. in Adams Morgan for about 12 years, and this is my third restaurant. My first restaurant was Boundary Road on H Street. My second restaurant is Nito, with Aaron Lingle on Rhode Island Avenue in Woodridge. We are thinking of bringing a concept similar to Nito. If you haven't been there, you should visit. It's wonderful. Similar to Nito, to Mount Pleasant, a small restaurant with 40, 45 seats serving Southern Spanish cuisine. But I'll let Aaron speak to you about that. As to my desire, this is my last restaurant. My wife wanted a restaurant that she could walk to. So this is I met that element of my commitment to this, and I'll let Aaron speak to what the restaurant is about. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Hi, I'm the terrible parent. Oh. I guess it was previously Radius Pizza. It's the space right next to Purple Patch.
Okay.
So in the Mount Pleasant historic building, which we're very excited to be in. So I don't know if anybody's been to Nito, but it is, we call it Mediterranean Bistro, in the same sense of a French bistro, but we're using Mediterranean sort of basis of cooking, so olive oil, fresh ingredients. We work with local farmers. The menu changes quite frequently. It's small plates for sharing. So those are the types of things that we found successful in Woodridge, where we are before, where Bonito is now, and that we'd like to bring to this neighborhood, and we're super excited to be here. We really like going into really neighborhoody spots and sort of being a part of the community, and so we're really excited to join you guys and join this neighborhood and be here. Does anybody have any other questions?
And I think Mola is translated to it rocks, is that right? Yeah, in slang. I do have a request on the motion. ABRA won't acknowledge the language that's in here because it needs to say, from ABRA's perspective, it needs to say that the ANC supports the stipulated license rather than that it has no objection to it. So I would request, and I don't know if this is out of context here, but I would request that there be a slight change that it says pass the resolution stating that the ANC supports the stipulated license for the applicant.
I move to amend the motion to...
Allow me. I've done a dozen of these. I'm quoting the language. That's a quotation from the code in the resolution. It says, stating that the ANC has voted not to object to the issuance of a stipulated license. That's what it says. That's the way it works.
Would there be any violation if the ANC were to take an even stronger position and say that it actually supports it? And if not, why would the ANC not want to do that? I'm not sure.
I'm doing this following the letter of the law, and I know this works. Now, going beyond this, saying we support, that's a different matter. Our job here is to say we have no objection. That's what the law requires.
Can we move to amend this motion so that we can include support in addition to saying we do not object, so we don't have to do two resolutions?
Let's see, if there is any objection to the liquor license, which is unlikely, then we can proceed to support. What most likely occurs at this point is there is no objection, there is no protest, and the license is issued. So there's really no need for the ANC at this point to be in support. There are other situations, as Greg well knows, where one would have to do that. This is not one of those. I would prefer to keep this clean. If you want me to insert a word or two of support, I can do that. Is that the sense of the commission?
Yes. Well, it's my sense. The sense of one commissioner.
I agree. Maybe at this stage, as you said, maybe perhaps redundant, but maybe meet the request of Greg here to add a couple of additional words indicating our support, even if not necessary at this stage.
I would. I'm in agreement.
The thing is Dawn is. We can add to the motion. This is the motion add to something, and that no change a specific thing. Only if the commission agree to the add something in this resolution. Okay, this is my motion. We can add to something in this resolution. Somebody second it?
Second. Move to amend.
Suppose I simply include a few words to express support as well as no objection. Is that what the commission favors?
Agreed.
Then let me see what I can do here.
Yes.
While Jack makes that amendment, I used to live on Capitol Hill and I'm familiar with Boundary Road. they're different, but it's a great restaurant, so glad to have you opening up MOLA here in Mount Pleasant.
Okay, let me say it this way. ANZ-1D passed a resolution stating that it supports and has no objection to a stipulated license for this applicant. Is that acceptable? Give us a little positive feel. Okay.
Yes.
Commission. Is the commission voting, as I wrote here, 5-0 in favor of the stipulated license for MOLA Restaurant?
Aye.
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 Good. Thank you. And now you approve my sending the text of this letter to ABRA. Thank you. Now, I'm going to go take a nap for a while.
Use the microphone.
Well, next on the agenda is the 16th Street bus stop consolidation issue, which is Stewart's.
All right, so I'll go ahead and read this resolution. Going to the 16th Street bus stop consolidation. Resolved that Advisory Neighborhood Commission ANC1D advises the District of Columbia Department of Transportation, DDOT, take the following steps regarding bus stops on 16th Street Northwest. Provide ANC1D commissioners with internal traffic studies, external research reports, or other documentation that DDOT used to support the planned elimination of the bus stops on 16th Street Northwest at Newton Street and on 16th Street Northwest at Lamont Street. Two, provide ANC1D commissioners with internal traffic studies, external research reports, or other documentation that DDOT used to support the planned relocation of the bus stop at 16th Street and Irving Street Northwest. And three, work with the 1D ANC commissioners and neighborhood residents on a comprehensive solution to the objections to eliminating and relocating bus stops on 16th Street. In terms of...
Waiving the reading of the why statement, if you prefer.
I am amenable to that. I prefer not reading it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Let's have some discussion. What it is we are doing here, what we're worried about. Okay. For the benefit of the audience, give us a little background.
I thought you wanted to give background. No, I'm
taking a nap. I told you that.
I can give background. So what we're doing here is the commission is requesting exactly how and why DDOT came to the conclusion that they should, one, eliminate bus stops along 16th Street and why they should relocate the bus stop at 16th and Irving Street. And the reason why we're asking this is because in the transit study that DDOT conducted, I believe last year in March of 2016 was when they published it, they didn't provide any background or any sort of supporting documentation for why this made sense or what justified it. I put in an informal request to DDOT that was about a week ago. I have not heard back yet. I'm hoping these traffic studies exist or research in some sense so that we can get an idea of why DDOT is taking the position it is, so that they can let us know. Otherwise, I fail to see how or why DDOT would want to consolidate or eliminate these bus stops.
You're the chairperson. Would the commission allow me to read the text of the resolution that we passed last April to this effect? Okay. That's included in the argument.
Yes.
And I like that because I wrote it. This commission recognizes that the reasoning behind the proposed removal of these bus stops is to expedite bus travel and hence encourage more bus use. However, because the people boarding buses at these stops would presumably simply walk to the Park Road bus stop and board there, it seems that there would be little net benefit to the pace of bus transit. It should be noted that this stretch of Park Road from Spring Road to Irving Street consists principally of large apartment houses and has the highest density of residents everywhere along the 16th Street bus routes, so numerous bus stops along this area are warranted. Requiring these residents to walk an additional block or two to reach the closest bus stops is likely to discourage bus transit, an outcome contrary to the purpose of these bus transit improvements, which is essential to encourage the use of buses in the city. Furthermore, some residents would be unable to walk that additional distance and would be deterred from taking the bus altogether.
Spoken like a true professional.
Are we ready to vote?
He is a professional.
Yes, he is.
Many years in this position.
I will not forget that.
Shall we call a vote?
Okay. We are ready for vote?
Okay. If I could just say one thing real quick. I know that a number of residents in the community have been following this issue and that there's even been both physical petitions and online petitions related to this issue. So we will definitely keep everybody in the community in the loop as we hear from DDOT on this and continue to engage DDOT on this resolution here.
Okay, we are ready for vote. All in favor?
Aye.
5-0, thank you. Now, John's turn concerning ANC Wendy committee policy.
So this is a resolution concerning the committees. Resolved that each commissioner may appoint up to two community members of ANC 1D to each of the transportation, public space, and housing standing committees, with these committees to be considered operational by the commission's third regular meeting. That would be March. Should a commissioner's appointed member resign, a new appointment by the commissioner may be made. All committee members may choose to provide their individual written comments to the commission concerning recommendations. Commissioners shall be considered non-voting ex officio members of these committees with full right to participate in committee discussions. The following ANC 1D bylaws are hereby rescinded. Article 10, Section 2, members of standing committees shall be ANC 1D commissioners. And Article 10, Section 4, standing committees shall report at regular meetings as requested by the chair. Is there a second?
Second.
So, if I may just
yeah,
do...
This is really a statement of policy to try to get the committees going. And I think it's going to take some time for us to figure out how they really work out. We can refine this as we go along. But this will be your guidelines to begin with. Are we okay with that?
I think so. Maybe, John, you just wanted to briefly explain, especially for folks who have been to previous meetings, the attempt or a hope of creating these committees.
Yes. I want to know something about this because for me it's very confused, really, really confused, especially when say commission shall be considered non-voting ex officio. This, I don't understand that's, you know, legal term. Please, because I want to make sure if I want support this resolution or not, because explain me, because I think maybe it's not only Jasmine is confused about that, maybe some people in the public, because it's really, really confused. Thank you.
Sure, of course. So other, just as by way of background, other ANCs have standing committees where commonly, it doesn't have to be this way, but commonly they each commissioner is able to appoint one of several residents or community members to each committee to kind of work on topics of interest to the neighborhood and then provide recommendations to the commission. And then the commission will vote on those may amend the recommendations and then vote on them or decide, oh, we don't want to vote on that and send it back to the committee. So the committees have no, committee members are, of course, unelected and therefore do not have the ability to speak with great weight to DC government as the ANC does. So they're not allowed to take what's called official action. They're really just a tool for us to kind of engage community members and try to get through more issues faster. So that's sort of the intent. Regarding your question, Jasmine, about the non-voting ex officio members, what ex officio means is like a Latin term that means from the office. And so that means that we have every commissioner here would have the ability to participate in these committees with our appointed members, except for the ability to vote on what recommendations they make to us. And that way it kind of allows them to make their own recommendations themselves, but also allows you full insight into what they're doing, discuss as much as you'd like to. It sort of means that you're allowed to participate as much as you want to, but you don't have to. And of course, as an ANC commissioner, you'd have the ability to vote on the final recommendation. And if you vote against the final recommendation, if we as a commission vote against the final recommendation, that's it. There's no ability or recourse for the committees to act outside of our without our permission. So that's kind of what it means. Does that make sense, or sir? Do you have any further questions?
Yes. Other question. What is the role of this committee? For example, they can go into write to the letter to the any government agency or something. Or they can take, like, you know, for example, Susie, I'm part of the committee. I have the problem with somebody else, you know, because this is a lot of problems. I can take the phone, I call, you know, any agency, I say, we need this, that, or something. They have this, they can do that or not? Because if they can call the agency, send to the letter to them, what is the role to the ANC? Because the people vote for us, not for them. I mean, the point is we don't want to any interest conflict from the community to us because they vote for us because they trust to us. But the problem is in the community there is a lot of people. Some people want to take the role to the the boss, I can do everything, I can do something. I mean, this is the reason I want to explain it, because we have a lot of experience with pseudo leaders in the community, many problems for many years. Thank you.
Sure. So it's kind of like there's sort of a two-part answer to that. The first is that a private citizen is always allowed to speak to whatever member of the DC government they can get a hold of. So we can't. But they are not allowed, the committees are not allowed to speak for the ANC because they are unelected. And so speaking for the ANC is something reserved for us alone. And however we want to clarify that to DC government or the committees, I'm fine with that. Does that make sense?
I mean, my concern is because, you know, some people can call. I mean, I can call to the agency because I have my problems, but the committee has the problem with the different people. They can do that. I mean, it's only we are the person we can contact for resolve to the problems. This is my concern because we are like many years do you have on this position? I have a 3 term in this position. We have a lot of experience. You know, this is my concern because, you know, for example, number one, who is part of the committee? What happened with the people have discrimination with Latino community or community with biblical documents or LGTB or something like that. This is my concern because the people both of us, we represent everybody, but the song comedy is they have problem. For example, you are my friends. I'm in the community for housing. But you have problem with, some neighbor. But you are my friends. And this neighbor has a problem. I can help to them because I'm your friends. Something like that. Maybe you understand what I'm trying to say, Jack, because we have a lot of problem. This is the reason. Explain me, because I'm not sure about what is the role for the committee, what is the role for the ANC, how we can work in. Thank you.
Sure. So the intent is only for the committees to make recommendations to us, and only a vote, only something that's voted on here at the commission represents an official action by ANC 1D. So no DC government should give the weight of the ANC to action by any committee member. Does that make sense? I don't think that they're, it's certainly not the intent of the resolution to create any sort of bypass for the ANC. And that's also not, the DC code does not allow that.
Yeah, it makes sense, but really, really, I'm not sure we are. I'm not sure we are. We can vote for that one because we need to sit only the ANC and explain face to face. This happened. The pro and contras before it come to the meeting and explain or vote for something because we have a different point, but we need the special meeting only the ANC. Before we came to the public and say, this is the point, we need to take the balance. This is my position. Sorry.
So the purpose of having the having us serve as ex officio members of the committees is to allow us to participate in those discussions with the committees so that there aren't any surprises.
But this is one of the things that bothers me. I don't want to be attending four meetings every month. One meeting is fine. Two, we've already had in the past had difficulty managing two, and now we're talking about four. I just want to see how this works out.
Well, thank you first for explaining ex officio, because I had no idea what that meant in Latin, so I would like the record to show that. Second, I envision the committees as being something of another way for community members to participate in things that the ANC does. Sometimes a community member or a resident might not be able to meet with us every third Tuesday after the second Wednesday. I'm looking at Jack because I can't remember exactly what the formula is for when we meet. The third Tuesday after the historic preservation meeting is when we meet. And some people might not be able to meet that one meeting per month. So I think this would just give people in the community another way to talk about what's on their mind regarding these issues. So, for instance, the Transportation Committee could address that 16th Street bus stop issue, challenge, or concern, whatever it may be, when DDOT comes back with some more information about that, or the Transportation Committee can, through that commissioner who sits on the Transportation Committee, continue contacting DDOT, and they can stay on top of the issue. Because for me, that's kind of what it represents. It's another way for us as commissioners to get the community involved and make headway and progress on these issues that maybe wouldn't get solved otherwise.
Let me clarify something. I'm not opposed to the communists. The thing is, we need to take something, the rules and everything. When we finish that one, we can talk to the community and pass the resolution. Because I never opposed to the something better for the community. But, you know, we need to put everything at the table. We need to discuss the commission. This is okay, this is not. After that, when we fixing everything, we can come here and explain to the community, because we need respect to the community, and explain to them. We make a public discussion where the people think about that, and after that we can pass the resolution.
So that's a very good point. That's actually handled already by the current bylaws, because there's one that do not the recommendations are reported at our meetings, at our public meetings here, and then that we are to vote on them basically at the following meeting. So there's time for the public to be yes, it's section 7 says committee recommendations shall be reviewed and acted upon prior to the close of the second regular meeting of the commission after the formal reporting of such recommendations. And so that way, there's a way for us to be informed formally here at a public meeting. So there's nothing that's held from the public about the committee recommendations. And there's time, there's like a period of time for public discussion and for us to discuss amongst ourselves before the next meeting. So I think that concern is already met by the existing bylaws we have.
I think, I know one of the complaints people have about our business meetings is that they're not free to jump into our discussions, and we can't very well allow that, or meetings we go on all night. Committees are a place where the public can participate, instead of just watching us yell at each other. And that's a useful purpose. We used to have a second meeting every month, which was dedicated to exactly that role, where the people could come and we all talked, instead of our situation here, where we are holding a meeting that is open to the public and not really with the public. So there's definitely a role for committees in allowing people to speak to ANC issues. I think Jasmine's concern is that there's also the potential for abuse of that if you get a few aggressive individuals who then push the committee to serving their agenda. That has happened in this neighborhood, and I think we're dependent on you guys to prevent that from happening. Okay? With that, I really think that this is a reasonable set of rules to begin with.
And I would say that, with these rules that we're setting out, these rules and these changes to the bylaws, these formal changes that we're approving here, will help us prevent that sort of thing from happening. That's one of the reasons why I'm in favor of making this official, is so that we don't have unofficial channels where someone can go and talk to an agency and say, oh, well, nothing is saying that I can't speak on behalf of the committee or of the commission. These bylaws let us say that, no, you cannot do that. You have to go through us as elected commissioners.
I'm proposed we can move this for next meeting, because I feel, I don't want that the people feel we we disagree with something, because I think, you know, the only time the meeting, about this issue is by online. This is my proposal. We can see it and take something, put the rules, and next meeting we can vote for that one. And we can continue try to work, but put the all rules on the table. Was better, because, you know, I feel it's like in respect to the community, you say something, I understand, but I disagree. And right now, you know, if we vote right now, it's three. Pass the resolution, you are three. You know, if I'm opposed or he's opposed, the resolution passed. We try to work in different to another year because the people put together. They want to pass one resolution, three together, forget about another commissioner. No, we need to discuss or something when the term. This is my proposal. We can work in together at that point, and we can pass for the next meeting, and we can pass the resolution because... Really, really, I'm not sure. You are very good job or something, but we need to talk together face to face about that, you know. But I'm not disagree, but I need everything clear. If we talk in this issue, we stay all night, we don't check another points. This is my concern. I'm not disagree, but I need a clear thing.
So most of this language I've had out there for a month and a half now, and we voted at the last meeting to create these committees, so I really do not want to see them delayed further. If there's an amendment, if you've got a friendly amendment to the motion, that would address what you're concerned about, be happy to consider it. Do you have an amendment?
Okay, the point is I don't want to rush for something. Number one, if not real, real clear for me. Number two, I don't want the people push me. Number three, do you want to pass the resolution? I said, okay, you can pass your three. It's not the point, you know? The point is we're working together and the respect to the public or something, because I know you're working hard, but everything is about online, but never, you know, I'm really, really sick. I don't see the old email, you know? I have a 2 hour, 3 hour, check the old email we have in that, but we need to talk. This is my concern. I don't try to put the old thing you're working. I know you're working hard. I know that. But if now I'm not clear, I'm not sure, I can do anything. But I don't want to. The agency continue like many years on the last period or something. The thing is, if the three agree, the resolution passed. But what happened with the consult with another? No, we need working like a team. This is the new, we try to put the new face, the commission, the agency have the new face for the public. But this is the reason, you know, we have some people's coming when it has some issue. But the people is tired all the time. The three put together, the resolution is passed, and forget about that. No, we try to put a different face to the ANC. We change to the ANC. This is the reason. I don't want, you know, talk because I'm not disagree, but I'm not sure. This is the reason I say we can postpone this and working together. I never say I don't want the committee. I never say that, but this is my concern. Thank you.
Well, if I understand what's going on here, I think this is consistent with what we are doing. That is, we've got a draft to begin with. You're going to work according to these rules, and then we're going to come back and revisit it month by month and refine our procedures until we have something satisfactory defined, and then that'll go into the bylaws. Am I right? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I appreciated, Jack, your message today. Was it today or was it yesterday? I can't remember. About experimentation. And so I think, you know, we've limited the bylaw changes to kind of a minimum and then expressed the rest in the resolution. And if there are further rules that we want to enact concerning these committees, happy to consider those and make changes and continue to tinker with it in the future. You know, my biggest concern is that these committees operate effectively and transparently and honestly with great integrity to the community. So,
with that, can we vote on this resolution, this motion? Take a vote. All in favor of this, of John's resolution?
Aye.
Aye. With one abstention or one no?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. We have four yes votes, and Jasmine, you are voting how? Yes, no, or abstain? Well, I'll put you down for abstain. Are you okay with that? Abstain? No vote? Or do you want to say no? Your call.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, thank you. Four votes for or one abstention? Okay.
All right. The next resolution is mine. This resolution is regarding the DC Comprehensive Plan, and it's about adding our name as the ANC 1D to a list of DC area organizations that would like the Comprehensive Plan to incorporate more of these priorities here. You see these are 10 priorities up here. I'm going to read it right now. So, resolved that ANC 1D adds its name to the diverse group of DC organizations and companies that support the below statement of priorities for housing and community development in the District of Columbia Comprehensive Plan. The priorities are below: meet the housing demand, equitably distribute housing, best utilize areas near transit, include families, prioritize affordable housing as a community benefit, preserve existing affordable housing, protect tenants, support neighborhood commercial corridors, clarify zoning authority, and improve data collection and transparency. And again, like the 16th Street bus stop one, I'm going to move that we skip the Y portion in favor of discussion. Seeing no objections, I'll go in and talk about why I wanted to include this. So I wanted to include this resolution because when I read this list of priorities, which has come from, like I said, a diverse group of DC area organizations and companies, some of which include the Latino Economic Development Center and JBG, which you'll notice the first was a nonprofit. The latter, JBG, is a for-profit company. Both have signed on to this, as well as a number of other organizations, maybe 20 or so. And I wanted to introduce this because I soundly believe in affordable housing. And I saw this list of priorities as supporting affordable housing in the comprehensive plan. And I want, as a commissioner, I want this commission to recognize that affordable housing is something that the DC Comprehensive Plan needs to take into account, and right now I don't think it takes that into account enough.
Technically, we need a second to the motion.
Second.
Thank you. Let me dive in here. I mean, everybody is concerned about the appalling cost of housing in this neighborhood specifically. And we certainly want to preserve affordable housing and increase the supply of affordable housing. And yet, there are other considerations, and I'm not sure those other considerations are being properly taken into account. People want green space too. People don't want every square inch of land built on. You need some open space. And the sense of this is that
We should be building on everything. We should be building to the maximum possible on everything. To take a specific example, I mean, you have to ask, how does this relate to Mount Pleasant? It may be wonderful in other neighborhoods, but how does it relate to us? One of the issues we have here is row houses being turned into apartment houses. I've got one on Lamont Street now. It's on a lot size sufficient for two dwelling units. It's being built into four. That is certainly consistent with the goals of affordable housing, but it's not consistent with what the residents of Lamont Street want. I got an inquiry today from a woman who has a neighbor who is about to build an alley apartment behind his house, because the new regulations are going to permit that. Well, she's not happy about that. The neighborhood is not enthusiastic about increased density. This may be a wonderful thing in general, in theory, but I know that the people I talk to are perfectly content with the density that we've got, which is pretty darn high to begin with. I estimate 29,000 per square mile. And if you go up to around the Widener, it's more than 80,000 per square mile. We've got high density. And I don't think, I'm worried of any plan which seems to imply that we ought to make changes to have even more density. Taking that apartment house conversion as an example, are we implying support for changing the regulation that says that you may have no more than one dwelling unit per 900 square feet of lot area? That's the rule that governs density in our row house areas. And we've got an unfortunate number of places which are already in violation of that. I'm in favor of preserving the density that we've got, and I'm concerned about implying that higher density would be better. Just because I know that the people on my end of the neighborhood, which is the west end, which is different from the east, on the west end, would not be in favor of that. And that's why I'm a little concerned about putting this list of priorities in.
Well, like I've mentioned before, I don't think that this list of priorities is a referendum on density. Mount Pleasant is a historic preservation district, and I frankly and personally enjoy how the neighborhood looks. So no, I would not want an apartment block in the middle of Irving Street, where I live. But last week I did vote in favor of Mr. John Cooper's addition to his house, which he wanted to accommodate, I believe it was a daughter, his daughter, who is going to live with him, and he wanted to stay in his house. He didn't want to move. And so if those are the kind of density increasing changes that happen to Mount Pleasant, that is something within reason that I can support. Mostly what drew me to this list of priorities is the affordable housing aspects. Specifically, number 5 says to prioritize affordable housing as a community benefit. Number 6 says to preserve existing affordable housing. And number 7 says to protect tenants. And this tenants clause is particularly important to me because I am a tenant. I do not own my own house or apartment in Mount Pleasant. So here it says that through the comprehensive plan, the district should ensure that when affordable housing is undergoing redevelopment, tenants have a relocation plan, are allowed to continue their tenancy with minimal disruption, and will have the right to return to their units or an equivalent replacement. Whenever feasible, redevelopment should observe build first principles. So as someone who rents, I can identify with someone who might be insecure in their place in terms of where are they going to go if something is to happen to whatever area, whatever building they're renting is. And that's something I don't think the comprehensive plan addresses enough, and I think that it needs to address more, which is why I put forward this resolution.
I would say that really some of the areas that this is talking about, 3 through 8, all seem extremely pertinent to Mount Pleasant. Meeting the housing demand is perhaps not as pertinent to Mount Pleasant because of our historic preservation designation, that is fairly restrictive aspect for development here in Mount Pleasant. And, you know, thinking about how we can include families, all of those points related to affordable housing. It's protection for tenants is a huge issue in Mount Pleasant here, especially on the east side, where, you know, like Washington City paper this fall had an article about derelict landlords and featured a property here in Mount Pleasant. And of course, we've seen what's happened. What was the one that we talked to the mayor about on Mount Pleasant Street? Is that 3155? The building that just went up for sale. 3115. Thank you, John.
And that was a court case that became a judicial matter. But that's a perfect example of affordable housing.
Exactly. And then, of course, supporting our commercial corridors is very pertinent for Mount Pleasant. So I think, Jack, to your point about density, I don't think... And actual zoning changes, as the comprehensive plan develops, we can evaluate that. And if there are more specific recommendations that we'd like to make to DCF regarding the comprehensive plan's development, especially as it affects zoning, once we get into the nitty-gritty of it, I think I'm very open to talking about, you know, preserving what density we have in, you know, the West End, the townhouse districts. But I'm also would like to see us join on to this statement of priorities that other ANCs have made, that other nonprofits have signed on to, just as a general guideline for the comprehensive plan process. So I don't think that we would necessarily be inconsistent in, you know, if something happens further down the road of once we know the specifics of how the comprehensive plan is developing and whether there are any zoning changes regarding that, we can take up those matters at the time, and I don't see us being that being inconsistent with the overall general purpose of this statement of priorities.
Two questions. Number one, are you going to knock the door everybody in the community they agree with this plan? Number one. Number two, I'm agree with Jack because affordable housing. Who can take affordable housing? For example, the Latino community is a without legal document, we can do that. What happened? Also, the people has document, but they don't have working cash. How we can apply for that one? The problem is some different people come to the community. Everything changed. You know, after my building was burning, a lot of people move from here, especially Latino people. They come back. But is we try to work and for take the diversity in the community. But another thing, are you asked for the people has the house for a long time? It is good for these people? I mean, I can pass one resolution with a specialist. I think about Mr. Cooper in the community. And there is like a million people is not Mr. Cooper with the same problem. But this is my point. We can ask them, number one. Number two, I don't know if I want to continue talk because if you agree with this position, you pass the resolution, you forget about the community. It's not like that. You can ask them because when you talk about, I saw many faces say no. And right here, there is community. They have the owner. We are tenants. We have the rights, number one. But everybody has the rights in this. If you go into the court, you know, the landlord and tenant court, you have the rights. with or without legal documents. But affordable housing, for me, is really, really weird, because they try to affordable housing. This is the reason the former mayor, they try to kick it off to my tenant and take my building. You know, if I don't fight for that one, there is another people. I don't have any problem with the white people, nor the black people, but more people coming, and what happened with us? Because you forgot the Latino community, I mean, immigrant community. It's a lot of people live here, and they rent, but they don't have any problem with the landlords. If they have the problem, they made the communication, they told, you know, Mola, they told the mayor office, or also they contact me because they know I'm working hard for you know, my building, because I'm the president of the association since June 27, 2002. It's not the building burning yesterday. No, it was long time. Are we working hard? But this is the point. Before we take the resolution, are you talk to the community? Because they put in this seat, they vote for us. They say we need respect to that one. I'm asking the people. But if you take, you agree, okay, you can pass the resolution. Thank you.
I think that the community gave us an indication of the direction they wanted, preferred us to go when they voted for us on November. The Mount Pleasant community.
Can you use the microphone?
Do we want to open this up to public discussion? Or what? We're doing very well on time.
Doing pretty well.
My motion is open discussion to the public. Somebody second?
Second.
Thank you.
For a limited time, please.
Limit, yeah. Motion to limit to 10 minutes.
Second.
10 minutes for each or for what? Yeah, because I know a lot of people. I don't think it's 10 minutes. For me, 15 minutes, is that okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'd like to see added to that list that we will preserve the green space that we have and improve and get new green space. I also would like, with affordable housing, utility costs are increasing and people are finding themselves unable to pay their utility bills. I'd like to see that the housing, affordable housing, include renewable energy such as solar, such as thermal hot water. And the solar community comes from Mount Pleasant. So you should really include that in this list. I mean, to not include green space and renewable energies in a community that has really is on the cutting edge of the new grid, that would be a mistake.
Hi, I guess I have two questions. One is it would be really great to see the list of organizations that have signed on to this, like at some point before you all vote on something. And also it sounds like this is like a plan that you found somewhere that a bunch of folks have voted on and signed their names to add to the DC comprehensive plan. If you have like a place where you found that, that would have been really helpful, I think, just as a community member reading the notes before I came to the meeting. So if you do that in the future, that would be really great. But if you have, I mean, it's great that you gave us two names, but you said like a bunch, and I think in future resolutions it would be great if you could include names for those organizations.
Anybody else? Okay. Thank you.
move to table until the next meeting.
I second the motion. And I think it's appropriate to give this a little more thought. And to return to the original discussion just for a moment, this auxiliary apartment that showed up on the alley near me is something that is permitted by the revised regulations. It was prohibited by the previous set of regulations. And this revision to add allowance for accessory apartments came about as a result of the current comprehensive plan. What's missing here is any indication of why the current comprehensive plan is insufficient. What are we changing here? Be wonderful to come back with a little bit more on that.
Well, we can come back to that, and I can certainly find a list of organizations, including the several council members and other ANCs who have already signed on.
Take a vote on the motion to table. The motion is to table the meeting, this resolution, until next month.
For the next meeting? Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
5-0. Thank you. I think that's appropriate. Express bus service.
All right. This is also my resolution. I'll go ahead and read it. Resolved that Advisory Neighborhood Commission ANC 1D advises the government of the District of Columbia to fund the initial operating cost of an express bus service for the 14th Street Northwest bus lines at an equal contribution in current year's dollars as it funded the Georgia Avenue Northwest and 16th Street Northwest Metro Extra express bus lines, and that this bus line become operational as soon as that funding is made available. In terms of the why, the 14th Street corridor is between 2 and 3 blocks away from a large portion of ANC 1D in Mount Pleasant. Therefore, issues along this corridor are particularly relevant to the interest of ANC 1D residents. I myself take the 14th Street buses often and find myself stuck in traffic on those buses, along with the 16th Street buses. So the 14th Street Northwest corridor has seen significant amount of construction over the past 10 years, which has produced new residential complexes, government facilities, and businesses. This development boom has resulted in an influx of new residents and visitors to the area, with more people living, working, shopping, and dining on the 14th Street corridor. More people are also now using the bus lines on 14th Street. About 14,900 residents use the line on average weekday, which makes 14th Street one of the most used bus lines in D.C. Indeed, in a 2012 study and in subsequent reports, DDOT has identified the 14th Street bus lines as having reliability issues and related overcrowding problems. When buses are crowded on the 14th Street line with 16th Street only 2 blocks away, residents of 14th Street are likely to walk down to the 16th Street buses, which can make 16th Street bus overcrowding even worse, and vice versa. I've walked down to the 14th Street buses to take those buses as opposed to the 16th Street buses. An extra express bus line on 14th Street Northwest would increase capacity for that corridor and therefore would prevent 14th Street residents from needing to use our 16th Street buses and contribute to the overall overcrowding on either bus lines.
If you depart from the written text, then I have a problem. Because what you just said isn't exactly what is written, is it?
What is your problem?
I have to go by what is said, not what is written here. I have to go by what you say. That's the official statement.
And the why part?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you want me to read it over?
I'll get it off the audio recording. I did remember to turn on the voice recorder.
That's good.
That's an improvement.
That's good.
Yes. Second to the motion.
I'll second if I can offer a comment. I think this is really important. Stuart and I attended a meeting of the Greater ANCs, was 2 weeks ago, which is an initiative put on by the nonprofit organization Greater Washington. You may well know them from their blog, Greater Washington. and we got to hear quite a bit of the experiences of our friends in ANCs along the 14th Street bus corridor and why it has taken as long as it has from, obviously, the notion of express bus or otherwise making changes to the bus service on 14th Street. And I think it's rounding now 4 or 5 years ago that DDOT settled on the, you know, alternative to go for an express bus, and this still hasn't happened. There's, you know, no one reason for why that happened, but when I was discussing with Stuart about attending this meeting, I thought it was really important to learn from their experiences, because I think taking a long-term view with regards to hopefully making improvements to the bus service on the 16th Street corridor, it's going to be important to learn from the experiences of the 14th Street folks so that we can hopefully decrease that timeline so that we're not going to be, I think we all well know the importance of improving bus service here on 16th Street corridor. I know my SMD district, I believe, is with the Woodner apartment buildings, is probably the, from information I've seen on Greater Washington, is the densest ANC district of bus users in this city. And I think most folks here know we could do a lot to change and improve that service. So I, in discussing with Stuart, we thought it was very important in getting involved with this effort with this 14th Street Bus Riders Alliance and the other ANCs that have been involved to not only learn and support them, but hopefully when the time comes, and from what we've heard from DDOT, which we'll say for another day, the alternative to include an express bus on 16th Street will be seeing fairly in a number of months from this, and of course that will probably be cause even more consternation, I'm assuming, than the 14th Street changes have made, and it's going to require a lot of work on our part to be involved with not only the city agencies but the other ANCs that are touched the 16th Street bus corridor all the way up to Maryland, of which there are a lot. So I think it's very important to show our support for our friends along 14th Street now, especially when the time comes when we may need their support for 16th when the time comes.
And before we move on, I'd like to point out and call out the audience member who asked us to provide a little more context in these sorts of things. The other ANCs that we're referring to are 1A across 16th Street in Columbia Heights, 4C and 4A, who have already passed similar resolutions in support of this bus line, express bus line.
I'm in favor of this resolution primarily because I see the 16th Street, the 14th Street, and the Georgia Avenue bus lines as a complete system on their own. And so if we make improvements to the 14th Street express buses, that helps out 16th Street bus stop, because they're really kind of this sort of system of moving people north and south between wards 4, wards 1, and downtown, back and forth every day. So if we've got a little bit more capacity on 14th Street, that I don't know whether that's going to actually decrease ridership on 16th Street, but it gets us overall bandwidth and should help out the 16th Street bus lines. And at the same point in time, I think knowing that the neighboring ANCs that are directly affected on this, that border 14th Street and that border us have already signed on to this, you know, I think it's kind of neighborly of us as an ANC to say me too, that we support it, and hopefully that can lead to greater collaboration between our neighboring ANCs in the future.
I think it's especially important that we make it explicit here that we were following 180's lead on this. There's a lot of history between Columbia Heights and Mount Pleasant. Columbia Heights has long resented Mount Pleasant, seeing us as the rich folks who get all the benefits, while the Columbia Heights folks are on the wrong side of the tracks. And, yeah, and that we rich folks go over to Columbia Heights only when we want something. I've been told that. So you have to be very diplomatic in dealing with Columbia Heights. So I'd like to add some words in here saying that this is following the lead set by ANC 1A in endorsing the express bus service for 14th Street. Can I do that right at the end of that first paragraph?
Yes.
As a friendly amendment.
Yes.
Okay. Only I have a question. This is concern about, I don't want interest conflict, because this is about to the council member Nadu, they come in and put, you know, the main street to the Columbia Heights to the main street to Mount Pleasant Street. I like the idea. The point is, I don't want to the people say we try to politicians something about that, because, you know, we have a meeting with the Main Street. They try to work it with Main Street to the Mount Pleasant. And the point is, who is the people on Main Street here? The former Adam Hoy was behind today. Another former commissioner, you know, Philip Anto. The thing is, we put the clarify the point is we want to support the A1. I don't want to they involve. No, this is the point, because they want to say, you know, engage with the main street or something. Because do you remember we have many problems for points about like that, the about the money, about the something. And that this is my point. I support, but I don't want to. I want to everything clear, because I don't want to in the future the people say, no, you know what? This is the problem, because ANC 1D wants something from ANC 1A, something like that, because I know you are new in this position. We're not. We have many, many concerns about that. This is only I want to clarify that people know we want to support, because we think about the people use the bus. But I don't want to, you know, the people try to, because we have a lot of people, the tractor people behind to us, because a lot of people, they running or try to run for ANC and they lost, they try to look for something, some little hole, take bigger, this is the problem with the ANC all the time. You know, make sense? Thank you.
I can assure you that this is not a backroom deal that I'm making with the Columbia Heights ANC. I wish I were that cool. No, I'm just kidding. I take the bus on 16th Street every single day. I take the Metro every single day, and I take bike share every day. Any capacity that we can increase along the 14th Street, 16th Street, and Georgia Avenue lines will be good for Mount Pleasant residents. That's my position.
I mean, the point is, don't tell me, no, and say, you know, we make working real, clear and straight, because, you know, the community and the people. I don't say explain me, I know that. But it's not bad, we support to, anyway, the Columbia Heights, but we don't want to. This point, you don't need to talk to me, you need to talk to the people. This is what we try to do, because we want to try to support to you, but you use that one, because I, you know, this is the point. But we need to connect to the community, we need to connect to the public, to the people. It's not like a business, not like politician or something, you know what I'm talking about. This is my concern.
I agree with that. I introduced this resolution on behalf of the community and as a guy that rides the bus every day.
Just in passing, you mentioned the Metro station. Well, there have been several efforts to have the Columbia Heights Metro station renamed the Metro Heights Mount Pleasant Metro station. Well, you wouldn't believe how that is received in Columbia Heights. I mean, it's all they can do to refrain from throwing us out of the neighborhood, because they say, okay, now they've got their metro station, now Mount Pleasant is trying to barge in on it. You have to be very diplomatic. I mean, they're good folks over there, but they're very sensitive to things that have happened in the distant past. So let's do things right this time, I'm sure.
Do you have any comments about the
In addition, please, if you go into somewhere, any meeting or something, please share the all information, because we don't know nothing about that. You say you have received many emails, you never share. You say you go there, please share to the commission. We have the email, because if we don't want some surprise, we don't know nothing about that. I mean, I don't want the people say, it's true, it's not true, you know, because I'm trying to, the commission is still for the people, clear, not for us. Because this is, I don't want to fight with you. I mean, I don't know you. I mean, really, really. I know a lot of people from the community, but I don't know you. I don't know, I mean, you know what I talk about. You understand? This is, we try to, the everything clear and everything in base to the community. We need to talk to the community. Because this is, we are told right now, like, we are only 5 people. No, there is more people. Yeah? This is the point. You know, I support, but try to think about everything in base to the community. Not like, I'm the president, I'm in the top. No, we are community too. Thank you.
Just very briefly, ma'am, because I know we have about 10 to 12 minutes left here, but it's, yes, you will have time. I just wanted to address Yasmin. Again, Stuart and I attended, and I've actually attended several meetings all around the city for different subjects on behalf of the ANC, and I have sent pretty extensive notes from that. I did neglect this time to send along our report from this meeting that we attended that not only touched on the 14th Street Bus Riders Alliance, but also the DC Comprehensive Plan, and I think if I provide that and have a conversation with you after, I can provide a lot more context on some of what this is going to be trying to accomplish. Again, also as a fellow bus rider and metro user and personal cyclists and Uber and everything, that somebody who hasn't owned a car here for 9 years, I believe a lot of people in our neighborhood rely on bus service and will continue to do so, especially in the era of Metro Safe Track. If we seem to be looking at this level of metro service is probably going to be the new normal, that more and more folks are going to be relying on our bus system to get around, and what we can do to support that, I think we should.
Can we suspend the rules for, say, 3 minutes for a comment from the audience?
Sure, let's have a single comment.
Use the microphone, please. Thank you.
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Lori Park, or just like to say, I live in Columbia Heights and have been a 17-year resident in Columbia Heights, and so I'm not sure, you know, how you arrived at some of your positions regarding the divisiveness between Columbia Heights and Mount Pleasant, because I've had actually a very different and opposite experience. But to, with respect to this resolution, the only point I wanted to make is that 14th Street also runs within 1B, ANC 1B. And so it may be helpful as you decide whether or not to adopt this as a resolution to get 1B's perspective as to whether or not an express lane would in fact be a benefit. I'm not speaking on behalf of 1B. I'm a resident in ANC 1B, and I just wanted to point out that 14th Street also includes that single member district as well. Thank you.
Can I? Yeah, okay. I think this resolution, I like this resolution, but we can put, we support to 1A and 1B in that, because...
I say.
We support that because this is, number one, friendly with them, because they need to pass the resolution, because, it's, for example, think about it. We need pass the resolution in HA, then the what is the name to the park? Lamont's Park. What do you think about, or the community think about this, the 1B coming and say, well, pass the resolution. It is more friendly and say, we support to, I mean, I think it's better, and they don't feel we try to do thing, you know, the master, the top and something. I think this is where we support too. We passed the resolution for support to ANC 1A and 1B. We put, you know, this name because this is the people use the 14th Street. I mean, this is a friendly amendment. If do you want, it's better because, number one, we don't want to the people think about, for example, right now, I'm the bad person at the table because I'm trying to do, think about something. Or for another reason, maybe another people say, no, this is three white people and one Latina, and they push to her, something like that. We don't want the people to think about that. It's not all, only in ANC. You know, if we respect to another ANC, think about that, if we can pass a resolution, because we support to them. Because I know the 6th Street, they have the express bus. It's 9. Also, you know, I'm in UDC Community College. I take the X9, you know. The bus in Wisconsin Avenue, they have the S30-something, okay? But think about that, because we don't want to, you know, the problem, because, you know, we are 5 person, we think different. But in another commissions is 10, 14 people, you know. Think about that. Thank you.
And just for clarification, all I'm suggesting is that you get the official opinion of ANC 1B to the extent you feel is important to include it in the resolution. In the resolution.
I'll note very briefly that I don't recall in our meeting that we went to a couple weeks ago or in any of the conversations I've seen online that anybody from ANC 1B was a part of those conversations. But again, and I can only speak for our anecdotally from the folks that we met, which were about 24 commissioners from across the city, including folks from 1A, 4A, and 4C, that they not only supported these changes in bus service on 14th Street, but they expressed it, at least me personally, because I mentioned the point I had made earlier that, you know, the time will come when DDOT is going to be making recommendations for improving bus service along 16th, and I would hope that they would be there to support us at that time. I think we all have a very strong desire to reach out to as many other ANCs and their commissioners in all of these issues that we work on. I don't know about talking specifically to 1B residents. I'll leave it to the 1B commissioners to speak for their residents on how that, but we will make any and all efforts, and we already have started trying to keep an open line of communication and to learn, again, to learn as much as we can from our friends all across the city, especially in Ward 1.
Well, let's keep it simple. 1A is the neighborhood right across 16th Street, and 1A has a long history of resentment of Mount Pleasant because we're neighbors, and yet Columbia Heights has always felt that Mount Pleasant has looked down their noses at those folks in Columbia Heights. And there's a certain amount of substance to that perception. So I think it's very important for us to recognize 1A. Go beyond that, I don't think that adds anything. But let's be sure to mark 1A. Are you going to propose any changes at this point, Stuart?
I propose no changes, but I support your change of adding 1A to the amendment.
Okay.
To the
and with that, can we take a vote on this resolution?
Only briefly one comment. If we do that, you know what, we can maybe be like example for another commissioner support to them. You know, also if 1B don't vote, they can check. I mean, we can push for the people supporting them, and maybe in another, in the future, we need support for these people to us. Think about it. Okay. What is the point?
Can we take the vote? Are we ready to vote?
Four.
Voting for the resolution.
Can we bring the amendment to the 1A? Was okay.
Agree to the
all
amendment.
Favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And I move we adjourn.
Second.
Second. And the time is 8:41.
Thank you, everyone.